This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. By the way, special thanks go out to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, as well as the United States Coast Guard and our security officers, too, for the job you do keeping America free and safe. To all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery all across the country today, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, we have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Good morning, kiddo.
Morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody. I love you all. Actually and truthfully, I have to be honest here. I wasn't sure what to give tonight because I had a rousing day again yesterday. So I kind of pulled out the firefighter's prayer because it's so beautiful. Also for first, for all first responders, because, partly what did that was the event that happened yesterday, you know, that occurred in Manhattan. But also because, firefighters and first responders are just so net. I just don't even know how they do what they do. But first let me say happy birthday to Road Dog and Flip. I know you're online. Yes, you have been in my prayers, Flip. I haven't been able to do shout outs, but I will be doing them later this week. And then hi also to everybody online, to James from the Tampa Trump Club, Maria from Germany, all of you in Germany, Major Mac, everybody, all of you. And, like I say, I'm going to be doing a blessing, probably in a couple nights. And a couple other things coming up too. Okay, let me read just the firefighters. By the way, I also have something I was going to put on tonight, but I just can't do it right now. It's pretty long, but it is something on communism. And you want to hear that because, boy, oh, boy, we don't want any socialism, communism coming our way because I have an example of what happens, and it's a true story what happened to a man. But it's kind of long, so I didn't think tonight I'm not at my best, not good to give it. But remember, everybody, I love all of you so very much. The firefighter and first responders prayer. When I am called to duty, God, whenever the flames may rage, give me the strength to save a life, whatever be its age. Help me to embrace a child before it's too late, or an older person from the horror of that fate. Enable me to be alert and hear the weakest shout, and quickly and efficiently to put the fire out. I want to fill my calling and give the best in me, to guard my neighbors and protect their property. And if according to your will, my day should come to an end, please bless with your protecting hand my family and my friends. You know, that's short, but I think it's so powerful. And that is known as the actual firefighter's prayer. And that goes out also especially to our captain and to all of you. And I think even Ed, if Ed's online, I think he was.
Ed is a firefighter.
Wasn't he? Didn't he? I think he said he was.
Ed is a firefighter, yep.
Hey, so Ed, to you too, and in fact to all of you who first responders, you know, we've had some horrible weather, we've had things happen this year, we're coming into I don't want to say it, should I say the bad word? Hurricane time, when we're going to be needing a lot of, Well, we're going to be needing a lot of help. So all I can say is God bless all who give their all. It doesn't matter what, in what area. But the one I've always said, and I'll say it out loud, is the one thing I don't think I could ever deal with is a firefighter. I couldn't do it. I know I couldn't, and I'm just going to say that. To go into fires and plunge into those, and you may not come out alive, or you might come out really badly burned. That one just doesn't. I don't think I could ever do that. It takes a lot of bravery. So God bless you all. I know there's many of you listening in that do that. And whatever you do, people, remember this, that God loves you. We've been through some tough times, and we're blessed to have, and we're going to know that this week as we celebrate, you know, our president's birthday coming up and everything. We're so blessed to have what we have. And that's why I wanted to do the communistic thing. We are very blessed as a nation that we have freedom still. And so much brought that about. And I'll put that on when I, little more feeling more, I'm not at my best tonight, some of you can tell that. We had a lot of prayer requests coming forth lately, and sometimes they can be a little, well, you know, I don't want to use the word draining, but, you know, I have feelings. I have feelings for everybody that's suffering. And no matter, our economy may be good, but people are still fighting cancer. We're still fighting. We're having losses in our lives. We've got a suicide rate that's pretty high there. There's just a lot going on. And, I just want to say to everybody that's listening to me, have faith. Hold your faith because, you know what? Again, if I didn't think that the good side would win, and I know we got a lot of on the left that are really giving trouble to us, trying to, and I will just say, if I didn't think we'd win, I wouldn't be in this battle. I would just give up. I wouldn't do what I do. Why would I do it? So I do believe, and that's for all of you. I know that I'm talking to a team of intelligent people that get it. We love God. We love country. We love our nation, and I just thank you. Our captain has the best team there is in the world, and I'll say that unabashedly, truthfully. I love every one of you, and I pray for all of you nightly, and I will be giving a blessing this week. I don't know what night, maybe in a couple. In the meantime, God bless you all. Captain, God bless you for such a great show you have every night. It's so much work, I know, and we just appreciate you so much. And everybody that calls me, they always tell me how much they love and appreciate you, and I thank you, too. God bless you all, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. We appreciate her. Appreciate her kind comments, and I'll be right back with more. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, you guys and gals coming to Florida and you locals too. Listen up. Let me tell you about the hidden gem of Bradenton. It's called Mixon's Groveside Cafe, and they are located inside the world-famous Mixon Fruit Farms Farm Store, because that's one of the Florida tourist destinations. When you ask people for the Florida tourist guide, Mixon Fruit Farms is going to be in there. But inside their place of business is the Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And they've got some sandwiches in there at lunchtime that they make that are just absolutely to die for. I mean to tell you, the Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich, the Mixon's pressed Cuban, absolute perfection, well known all around the state and around the country and around the world. Grandma's pot roast, slow cooked, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese. Making myself hungry again. And let's not forget about the BLT, because they don't call it the loaded BLT for nothing. Applewood bacon stacked high. And then you've got the amazing Superman, the nightclub sub, and their burger isn't called the forklift burger for nothing. Large and in charge, seasoned to perfection with your choice of cheese, and it will not disappoint. And then when you get done, don't forget the orange swirl ice cream too. Oh boy. Mixon Groveside Cafe, located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. Give them a call. Call ahead for an order, 941-748-5829. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, the president yesterday was on CNBC with Joe Kernan, the Squawk Box, and he had quite an interesting little conversation. And for those of you that weren't able to see it or hear it, here is the discussion that they had yesterday.
You know, we're the envy of the world, as you know, in terms of innovation and technology. And I guess the worry is we certainly don't want to kill the goose that lays the golden egg. Do you think Facebook and Google and Amazon, are these companies too big now? Do you think the antitrust is warranted, and do you think they should be broken up?
Well, I can tell you they discriminate against me. You know, people talk about collusion. The real collusion is between the Democrats and these companies, because they were so against me during my election run. Everybody said, if you don't have them, you can't win. Well, I won, you know, and I'll win again because we're doing well. And we're not the fools anymore. We're not the foolish country that does so badly. You look at India, very good friend of mine, Prime Minister Modi. You take a look at what they've done, 100% tax on a motorcycle. We charge them nothing. So when Harley sends over there, they have 100% tax. When they send them, they make a tremendous number of motorcycles. When they send them in, no tax. I called him. I said, it's unacceptable. He reduced it by 50% with one phone call. I said, it's still unacceptable because it's 50% versus nothing. It's still unacceptable. And they're working on it. But if we didn't have the power of what we have, and if we weren't the bank, well, if we weren't the bank, we wouldn't even be talking about it because nobody would care. But we're the bank that everybody wants to rob. And that's what they've been doing for a long period of time. $800 billion we have in trade deficits with other countries. So you tell me who made those deals.
Well, yeah, we know who made those deals, Barack Obama. And Mexico, by the way, and the United States might consider additional steps next down the line. They could share the burden of fighting migration, not only legally with on each side of the border, but financially, too, because it benefits Mexico to have legal immigration, not illegal migration, and it certainly benefits the United States to have Mexico doing their fair share on their side of the border instead of just pushing them through and letting them go. So we'll see where all of that goes. Now, in the meantime, Kirsten Gillibrand, the U.S. Senator from New York State, is the first Democrat eligible to make the debate, the first debate. She has enough donors to do that. Now, as you know, they changed the rules for debates 3 and 4 in terms of donors, in terms of supporters, money, and all that sort of stuff, because they're trying to reduce the numbers of the contestants, the debaters up on the stage from the 20 that they're going to start with down to about 10 or 12 the next time around. Now, also, Kellyanne Conway, besides ripping Nancy Pelosi yesterday, went after John Dean, the lawyer from TV. Now, Dean was a CNN commentator and was paid the last few years, and I think he still is, as a commentator on CNN. You'll see him over there a lot. And, of course, figures that the Dems would pick somebody like that, a convicted felon, because, well, he's all experienced in what it was like when Richard Nixon did this, and there's a lot of similarities. I mean, you should have heard the nonsense that was going on yesterday back and forth. There are no similarities with Richard Nixon and Donald Trump. There aren't. They're making it up. Speaking of making it up, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, wishes that he didn't hear what Sienna had to say in their poll yesterday, because New York City's mayor, Bill de Blasio, is less favorable amongst Democratic voters than Donald Trump is. Go figure. Go figure. And doctors right now, medical providers, are challenging federal immigration policies that treat the sick illegals like felons. They want them to be included in the mix just like everybody else, because felons have rights too. Their words, not mine. Felons have rights too. What am I missing here? If you're in jail for a felony, you've lost all your rights while you're in jail. That's the whole purpose of being there. So to make a comment like that is really pretty silly. By the way, did you hear about John Kerry yesterday? He came out and he says, that's Ketchup Kerry, remember? He came out and he says, I'm not running for president in 2020. I am just not going to do it. Well, that's because he's going to go out around the world and continue to stick his nose into places where it shouldn't be. And then there's John Dean. And his comments. Nixon-era White House counsel John Dean. We all remember him from Watergate, those of us that remember what happened there. We all remember that he got convicted and that he was sent to prison and that he served jail time for doing what he did, lying to Congress, collusion, all of that stuff. We all know that. All right. And let me see who we have here. Let me go to the telephone lines real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dan the Man.
Okay, Dan the Man. Go. Okay, Dan the Man, go for it.
Hey, listen. I heard your comments about John Dean. There were several of the Watergate figures that only made a living by being the bad boys of Watergate. They never wanted another scandal to overtake Watergate because that's how they made their living. And John Dean is one of the biggest, you know, he said he's a cancer on the presidency. Well, he's kind of a cancer on cable news, liberal cable news. He doesn't care anything about Mueller or Trump, but he's out there to make his face on TV and to make money because that's the only thing he knows. He's a walking, talking scandal sheet. And this Watergate has nothing to do, not even close to what the Mueller report says. I mean, they're two different things, two different times. You know, Nixon got caught. Let's face it. They did break in. They did try to cover him. There's nothing like that there. Nothing at all. And John Dean is an embarrassment to himself and to the country. And he's definitely an embarrassment to presidential history, American history in general. And I find when people hire him and give him any attention, you know, he said the same thing about Bush, that the Bush presidency was more corrupt than the Nixon presidency. He said that about the Reagan presidency. If you're a Republican president, John Dean, that cockroach, is going to come out of the corners of your kitchen somewhere and start spewing this ridiculous stuff. And, you know, as far as Dean goes, he's one of the older guys. I don't know what keeps him going, but the sooner he's off the page and gone, the better.
Well, he's writing books. That's what he's doing. And he's an author. And very quickly, because we're going to run out of time here in about 30 seconds, he's writing books. And I believe he wrote a book about George W. Bush and the impeachment of Bush.
Yeah, he did. He did that and during the Scooter Libby fiasco, which Bush did not handle very well. One of the more incompetent presidents. But he did that with Iran-Contra with Reagan. And but the Reagan team was a little more mature, a little more experienced, and they could handle him better than, say, Trump or Bush. But he's nothing. I don't even know why they pay any attention. Wasted all that money bringing him in front of Congress for that kind of testimony.
Okay, we're running out of time. The computer's going to cut you off, and I think it already did there, Dan the Man. So thank you very much for calling in. We'll talk to you again real soon. I got to run, take a break, and we'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some extremely scary moments in Manhattan, invoking memories of 9/11 with the initial report of an aircraft hitting a building. This incident involving a helicopter appears to be an accident, possibly caused by bad weather. The pilot crashing and landing on the roof of a 54-story building. The New York City Fire Commissioner telling reporters,
the fire has been extinguished. There was some amount of fuel leaked, which we've mitigated, and right now the building is safe.
Now the pilot killed at the top of the New York City skyscraper, which is just blocks from Radio City Music Hall in Times Square. Weather at the time, rainy and foggy, no one else hurt.
There were no other injuries that we know of to anyone in the building or on the ground, and I wanted to say thank God for that. This could have been a much worse incident.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, for all you guys and gals that got out of high school about a week or so ago or whatever, maybe 2 weeks ago at the most, I want you to consider something. I know a lot of you aren't going to college right away. You're just going to kind of hang out and get a job and do make up your mind what it is you want to do, this, that, and the other. Well, here is one of the things you might just want to consider doing.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I got an idea for you that's going to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too, and you're going to be surprised as to what might happen down the line. But I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, that's right outside Boston. And the other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in 14 short months, because it'll fly by, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, if you're a veteran, post 9/11, GI benefits, bingo, you're in. Students that are civilians that aren't veterans, you apply for a student loan, bingo, you're in. Veterans that are pre-9/11 veterans, you have to find out what the eligibility is you have left. If you haven't used your all of your GI Bill, you need to find out what it is that's eligible for you, and you can do that by calling the National Aviation Academy, and you can find out what it is you need to do, and if you have to get a student loan, you get a student loan, then bingo, you're in. So, check them out online. NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, again, that number is 800-659-2080. The website, NAA.edu. Tell them you want to take the tour and find out what's going on, and they'll give you the tour. Now, if you tell them you heard it from the Captain's America Third Watch, or tell them the captain sent you, you'll get the Gold Gloves tour, and I guarantee you, you'll be treated like a king or a queen. So, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Or check them out online by going to naa.edu. NAA.edu. Well, there is a soldier who is going to be the first living Medal of Honor recipient, Staff Sergeant David Belava, or Belavia, there we go, on his 29th birthday back in 2004 in Fallujah. He was almost single-handedly the only person involved in a firefight with a nest of insurgents during the Second Battle of Fallujah in Iraq. The sergeant literally saved the day of a bunch of wounded soldiers that were around him, plus other people that were pinned down and in harm's way. And he's going to get a well-deserved Medal of Honor, from what I have been able to read about his story. Now, Special Warfare Operator Chief Edward Eddie Gallagher is still going to go to trial on war crimes charges in 10 days, but the judge overseeing his court-martial smacked the dwindling prosecution team with hefty sanctions after ruling that they and federal agents violated the chief petty officer's constitutional rights. So they are in the doghouse big time. And it came to the point where the prosecuting team almost dropped the charges against the chief petty officer. But they're going to go through the case anyway, even though the judge ruled that they violated the constitutional rights of Chief Petty Officer Gallagher. Now, the Pentagon is preparing to transfer Turkey's industrial participation in the F-35 to other countries unless Ankara reverses course on its plans to buy the Russian S-400 air defense system. They've already told the pilots in the training program, which has ceased for them, that they need to be out of the country by July 1st. We'll see how that works out. Now, a Marine colonel calls suicide shameful, cites the godless age, and calls on Marines to read some scripture. This, since the start of General Robert Neller's tenure as commandant in 2015, nearly 224 Marines have ended their own lives by suicide. That's more Marines than an entire rifle company, he noted in a recent two-page letter on mental wellness. And we got to take care of these young men and women. This shouldn't be happening on our watch. Now, both Russia and the U.S. are pointing fingers at each other after their warships almost collided. The American cruiser, guided missile cruiser,
the Russian destroyer that we saw the video of that just all of a sudden cut in front of the path of the big cruiser. The cruiser had to literally throw their propulsion system in reverse and run full throttle backwards to keep from hitting the destroyer. Had they hit that destroyer, it would have been right in the middle, and more than likely they would have sunk it right then and there. They would have sunk the ship, probably would have cut it in half. Bigger ship versus smaller ship. By the way, I told Denise yesterday I'd heard somewhere along the line about a U.S. military vehicle hitting an IED roadside bomb. Yep, there was. However, there were no casualties. Lucky for them. U.S. service members, after being evaluated for possible injuries after their vehicle activated an improvised explosive device in Niger. It was one of the MRAPs that did it, but they were in a very secure vehicle when it comes to explosive devices, and they were able to survive that blast, so thank goodness for that. Also, the commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East says that he may recommend a return to a larger U.S. military presence in the area after concluding that the deployment of the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln and other capabilities helped to curtail Iranian threats. Now the commanding officer believes that by having these assets in the region, it would continue to keep Iran in check and possibly Turkey too. Both of them have aggressive tendencies, as we well know. And under a starry sky, U.S. Navy fighter jets have been catapulting off the flight deck and flying north over the darkened waters of the northern Arabian Sea, an unmistakable signal to Iran that the foremost symbol of America's military global reach is back in its neighborhood, namely an aircraft carrier battle group. And this time, it might be back to stay. And they're staying just out of range of the Persian Gulf. Just out of range. But they're patrolling areas in the Persian Gulf right now. Now, Iran is gearing up for high-stakes diplomacy amidst the tension that they've helped create with the U.S. As the nuclear deal with world powers unravels amid heightened tensions with the U.S., Iran will see a week of high-stakes diplomacy capped by the first visit of a Japanese prime minister to Tehran since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. And we'll see how that works out. By the way, a Defense Department Inspector General audit says that the Joint Regional Security Stacks isn't working like it's supposed to, and we'll have to see how all of that comes down in the next few days. And don't forget our military men and women. When you see them, walk up to them, say thank you for your service. If they'll let you, shake their hand, whether it's a he or a she, and watch their face light up. That's what it's all about, America, and those that defend, protect, and serve are keeping you and me free and safe. All right, coming back with another Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard and the theme from the original trucking show called Moving On with Will and Sonny. And that's Moving On. And that that show many, many years ago. Heck, it must have been 25, maybe 30 years ago now. But Claude Akins was the star with Frank Converse, and it was Will and Sonny out on the highways and byways. That big old black Kenworth and that big old black 40-foot Great Dane reefer trailer. Alrighty, excessive heat will continue to build and grip much of the West, from the desert southwest up through California and Nevada into the Pacific Northwest as a ridge of high pressure expands. Heat warnings and or advisories are in effect for a number of major metropolitan areas, which include Las Vegas, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and more. Now, out in the deserts, out in the southwest, starting with Phoenix and going west on either I-10 or I-8, going out into the deserts and the high desert of California, you're going to have temperatures well above 100, and it won't be uncommon, especially in the Phoenix area, to see temperatures up around 110 or more. Las Vegas, you're going to have some very high temperatures today. Going across towards Barstow on I-40, you're going to get them out there, too. If you're going up I-15, Needles up there in the high desert, oh boy, get ready for the high heat there too. And going up I-5 and California 99 all the way up into Redding and beyond, you're going to have excessive heat, lots of it. Even over towards the Pacific Ocean, it's going to be warm. And then when you get up into Medford, Oregon, all the way to the Washington state line, you'll have excessive heat or certainly temperatures above 90 degrees in most of those areas. So be prepared. It's going to be just very warm, and carry your extra water with you if you need it. Carry whatever you need in case you have a breakdown. And I certainly hope your air conditioning is working up there. And if not, 2 at 55 with a fan blowing in your face, right? That's the old trucker's addendum. But taking a look at other road conditions, let's go over into Utah. And east of Salt Lake, east of 15, in the mountains, you've got flood watches because of the snow melt that's now taking place in those mountains. So it's creating some streams that are running over their banks. And then over in the western part of Colorado, all the way from the Wyoming line on down to New Mexico, west of I-25, you've also got some flash flood watches for the same reason. Up in Wyoming between Laramie and Cheyenne and going up over the top of what they call Monument Hill, you've got the same thing there as snow is melting and the streams are running over their banks. And then don't forget that Mississippi River still from southern Illinois all the way down into Louisiana is out and about, run over its banks, and it's up against the levees there, so be careful. Arkansas as well, conditions there. Oklahoma, parts of Kansas too, and eastern Nebraska and South Dakota. Now, up along the lee shore of Lake Ontario from Buffalo all the way around up to Watertown, you've got a situation there where the winds are blowing in such a direction that it's blowing the water inland. So you've got what's called a shoreline flood watch there all the way through that area. And then down in the panhandle of Florida from about Navarre all the way across to New Orleans, you've got a rough surf. Conditions are rough there. You've got some other things going on in terms of the weather. We've had some storms that have come in through there as well. There may be more developing today, but it should be moving out as we speak. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends at your Pilot and Flying J truck stops, where it's not your mom or dad's truck stop anymore. They've modernized them. They've made them a lot nicer. They've given them a whole bunch of amenities. The food is much better there. You've got everything from a Denny's to Moe's Southwest Grill, Huddle House, and those places have got some pretty decent food there. So that's what you're up against there. And don't forget, you'll also find Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway's, Taco Bell, Wendy's, and even Dunkin' Donuts, of all things. Dunkin' Donuts in some of the pilots there, too. And Dunkin' Donuts lately has become kind of a gathering house down in my neck of the woods, because they've got food. And the food they've got isn't all that bad. Breakfast sandwiches, even lunch sandwiches, too. You can get a small, they've got a bowl I had the other day of scrambled eggs and bacon and the little hash brown potatoes all mixed together. Wasn't bad. Wasn't bad at all. Wasn't bad at all. So, everybody's getting into the mix right now. Pilot and Flying J, where you'll find that it's not your dad's truck stop anymore. A lot of different things going on there. Okay, now, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today, and there's a lot of things that have transpired during the course of the day yesterday. Part of it, of course, was the announcement of John Dean and his testimony, but we've got a female general, the first one ever to be put in charge of a combat unit. Now, this is a National Guard combat unit, but still, nonetheless, we've got a 32-year veteran of the California National Guard. Her name is Brigadier General Laura Yeager, who will be taking command of the 40th Infantry Division on June 29th. And, Denise Simon, what do you think of that?
I'm fine with that. I'm not one that goes after things for because of gender. So, but you know, if she's qualified and she's got the bona fides, great. I'm all good for that.
Well, I'm not either. I'm not either. And the fact of the matter is, she has been in combat. She was a helicopter pilot, and I give her a lot of credit for that. And she flew right there with the big boys.
Yeah, and she is currently the commanding general for the Joint Task Force of U.S. Northern Command at Fort Bliss. So she went up through the ranks, and I gave her a hat tip. So she stuck with it, and she's rewarded.
Exactly, and the thing about it is being the first woman to take command of a U.S. Infantry Division, even though it is a National Guard unit, I think that that will be a challenge, and a lot of people will be watching her. But guess what? We've had lots of other women who have been generals in other areas of the military, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, certainly the Navy, admirals, and now in the Army. And I look forward to what she's going to accomplish, because I think she's going to do a bang-up job.
Well, she could. So, hat tip to her, and, you know, I'm adding to her resume, so it's a good thing. And I'll be interested to see how the Democrats, you know, want to kind of keep going on the anti-female, you know, misogynist president that we have.
Well, yeah, and the thing of it is, you know, these appointments have to be made all the way up the line. It goes right into the Pentagon. It goes even further, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and then obviously they have to have the recommendation or the hat tip, if you will, of the President of the United States when you start talking about these high command positions. So I have no problem with it. Here comes the music in my ear. So we're going to let that play, and we're going to tell you that we'll be back after the top of the hour news. We're going to be talking about the Department of Justice and the fact that this investigation is going to be very thorough. It's going to include intelligence not only in the United States, but also from foreign countries. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and
and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.